The Gaundy and Maz Show.
Tell you what, I'm really getting excited now, Maz. I can't wait for today when your hot husband Glenn serenades me with wet, wet, wet love is all around across your fence.
It has really made me appreciate how lucky I am that I get serenaded by my husband quite often. And I didn't realise it's the hottest ticket in town.
Yep, I've put in the request. He's accepted it and we've worked out how we can go about doing it. So he's going to stand in the front yard. I'm going to stand on the other side of the fence, socially distanced. I'm just going to get out of the car. He serenades me and then I leave.
It's actually like an essential service.
It really is. It really is. All right, so that is going down today. Hear it all unfold in the podcast today. And then tomorrow you'll get to hear the serenade go down.
Oh, my gosh. This is, I don't even understand what's going on now. This is just so ridiculous. Neither. But it'll be fun. It'll be great.
I can't wait. Enjoy the podcast.
See ya.
I'm not even really sure how we ended up here, but we're here now, so we roll with it.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show, you revealed to us that Glenn likes to serenade you from time to time. He just pulls out the guitar and goes for it.
Yeah, he's an amazing singer. He's a very talented guitarist. And to be honest, I love it. It's great. I love, he's just hanging out on the couch, singing tunes. It's so nice. It's very, it's just a really beautiful thing.
Not sure what part of me thought, I want a piece of that. But I did
all
think.
All of you.
Yeah, all of me.
All of me.
Every fibre of my being thought I would love a little piece of hot Glenn singing. This popped up on the show yesterday. I even put in a song request. Could I put in a request?
Yeah, mate. Do you want Glenn to serenade you?
Could he serenade either one of us, whether it's me or you or whatever? Just
it's
with
funnier
a
if it's you.
Okay.
Because he serenades me all the time.
Could he serenade me with this?
You know I love you. I always will. Yeah, 100%.
Love is all around wet, wet, wet.
Yeah.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is all around, it's everywhere it goes, or however it goes. How does it go? Where does it go?
Hopefully Glenn knows. Yeah. Okay, so I fired off a text during the show yesterday. I said, hey, babe, can you serenade Gaundy with wet, 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 love is all around?
And
I did a love heart emoji.
Yep.
No context, by the way. That was the text I sent. And then he wrote back, ha, I don't know it off by heart, but I can learn it. Do I have to do it on the radio, or does he want like an intimate one-on-one?
I hadn't thought about that, but he joins us right now. Morning, Hot Glenn.
Hi, babe.
Hello.
What do you prefer? Would you prefer like one-on-one, just, you know, me and you? Or?
I think a serenade is definitely a one-on-one situation. I don't know that it needs to be. I don't know if the rest of Australia needs to be involved.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be broadcast. So,
no.
And to, have you, can you play the song, babe? Do you know it off by heart?
Yeah. I not off by heart, but I did have a little bit of a play yesterday. It's pretty easy.
Okay. You've been practicing?
I haven't been practicing. I had a quick little play.
Okay, quick little question then. Quick little question. Yeah, were you thinking of me while you were learning that?
Yeah, 100%.
Try.
When I was learning it, I was definitely thinking of you.
This is good stuff. All right, so, okay, how do we make this happen? What's the deal? Because you sound keen to do it. Obviously, okay, so not on the radio, but we can play it afterwards.
Can we record it?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So because of social distancing and stuff,
yep.
And you sort of mentioned this could play out well, Gaundy, if you, because we live near each other.
Yeah.
If you come over,
yep.
But just stand in the on our driveway,
mm-hmm.
And Glenn stays behind the fence.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking. Yeah, you in your front yard, me on the other side of the fence, and you just singing wet, wet, wet love is all around to me.
I can picture it now. Yeah, with Henry in the swing, we'll get all the neighbours rallied, Arthur and Helen from across the road.
No. Yes. I love it.
I think Maz has definitely talked up my ability to sing. I'm more of a guitarist first, singer second.
You're really good, babe. What are you talking about? You've got an amazing voice.
Well, actually, can I say that, Gaundy, your singing was excellent.
Okay.
One of my greatest joys is hearing someone not be able to sing, but just belt it out.
It's all about feeling it, really, isn't it? I mean, it's not about how good you can sing, as long as you're giving it your all. Look, 100%. I'm just so it's not awkward for you. I'll happily sing it with you. I don't know if that's less awkward, but like you singing, me singing, you playing.
Now it's a duet. Well,
no, I'll sing the verse, then you join in on the chorus.
Okay. So. Is Maz there for this as well, or is it just you and I?
I would feel weird watching my husband serenade my co-host, so great. I'm just going to tap out of this one.
No, that means Maz will definitely be there, even better. Okay. All right, Glenn, practice away. When's good for you? When would you like to do it? I don't want to put you on into – I want you to be ready.
Oh, mate, anytime. I'm building the house, so I can build with my tool belt on if you like as well.
Okay.
That's a possibility.
Just the tool belt.
Just
the tool belt.
Let's take a listen to the moment last night that Bonnie Anderson exited SAS Australia.
I'm not usually a quitter. If I do, I feel like it'll be my time.
Stuff?
I'll be at my absolute peak of what I've pushed my body and my mind through.
Stuff, I really want to VW.
You ready, are you?
Yeah.
Been amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm gutted that you're going.
Bonnie Anderson, I am so proud of you. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, that was a bit emotional listening back to that.
Babe, I was on the edge of my seat. I cried because I felt so much relief for you because I really feel like you were at the end of your tether when you handed in your number. Were you really at the end of your tether?
Yeah, look, honestly, I was, it was hard from day one, honestly. Like, I have to say, anyone who left day one or two, it's just, it was tough going, you know. So for me, I think it was day three about that time. I was like, you know what, I don't really like it here. I'm feeling a bit out of my depth, you know. And for me, I like to feel good, you know. I'm a happy-go-lucky person, and feeling all of those anxious feelings, and, you know, it was horrible. It was horrible. So I really pushed through, and I was super proud to be, I was proud to be on day six, you know. That was a huge effort, and I was ready to go home, you know.
Which is tougher, The Masked Singer or SAS Australia?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Well, no, because in The Masked Singer, you've got the big costume on, and you got to keep it a secret. And I believe that you're in that costume for long periods of time. So, I mean, I know there's no comparison, but you've done them both back to back.
Yeah, I have. The Masked Singer, as funny as it is, you know, me being a little bit fearful of claustrophobia.
Yeah, that's it.
That stuff. I actually dealt with the helmet pretty good, considering.
Do
it
you
was
feel
no wormhole?
No, the wormhole looked terrifying. What was the most of all the challenges that you did? I feel like that. I know your shocked face really well now, Bonnie, because I've seen it so much.
I think all of Australia knows my shocked face.
Your shocked face. What was the worst one? What was the challenge that you were dreading the most? Because when you VW'd, it was at night. It wasn't in the middle of a challenge or in the heat of the moment. Like it was a really calculated time that you said that you were done. So what was the challenge that freaked you out the most?
The first challenge that we did, the gassing, that was one of the most scariest feelings for me. And that kind of set it up as well. I think for a lot of us, it really kind of, it was just honestly awful, awful, awful. No worse feeling. Just your entire body feels like it's burning, you know, everything just feels like it's shutting down. You can't breathe, you can't talk. And it was just a really odd feeling, you know. So for me, that really set the pace for me, and I was very terrified of being gassed again.
Hey, Bonnie, when you look back on it and you see everything that you went through, and you all go through the same stuff, and I hope you answer this honestly, when you hear about the other pays that other people on the show get, and there's other people that get big money, and then there's other people that don't, that's got to piss you off. Like, that would for me. I go, you're kidding. I did all this stuff and I got half or quarter of the pay. How does that – there's been a lot of talk of that this week. How does that make you feel when you hear people get a lot of cash?
Well, I think it's the beauty of the business, man. It just is what it is. Whatever you sign up for is what you sign up for.
I'd be so annoyed. I'd be like, Burge's got what?
Yeah. It's actually quite interesting. I'm not really a money-driven person. Like, obviously, it's nice to be paid, but I remember Kobe said to me a few times, you know, I was saying I want to leave, and he's like, mate, you know, it's another payday. Just hang in there. And I'm like, I don't give a bloody heck about the pay, mate. I'm going.
Well, hang on. So you actually get paid more the longer you stay, do you?
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, absolutely. I think you get just a smaller amount each day. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, that did not inspire me to stay, though, I can tell you right now.
Well, he was very interested in pays, wasn't he? He was talking to Philippoussis about it and asking everyone what they were getting.
Money can be a good driver for some people.
Yeah,
it absolutely can be, but not for me. I was in it for me. It was honestly, I'm always up for a challenge. I always want to take an opportunity just to see what comes of it, you know. And I think this sort of thing, I knew what it was going to be. I knew it was going to be hard, but had no idea how hard. And like, I can honestly say, hand on heart, 4 months later, I'm in a really amazing, incredible place. Like, and I feel like I'm very aware, and I grew a lot from that experience. As much as it was really horrific, I've grown, so that's a good thing.
Bonnie, can we quickly just revisit I'm calling it an ice bath, which is probably not the best term. It's a hole in the ground full of ice that you had to completely immerse yourself in, and then DS Foxy would ask you a question. Now, we've got the audio. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you, but I want to play the audio of the question that you got asked that we saw and your response. This is what happened when you had to, just after you submerged your whole body in a whole pit full of ice.
What way are you facing when you're sat on the toilets?
Backwards.
Now, Foxy was after a north, south, east, or west response. First of all,
which I had no idea about.
Did he laugh? It looked like he nearly laughed when you said backwards.
He laughed so much. laughed, and I was laughing too, but I was like, get me out of this thing. I have no idea what's going on.
That is so good, because there was this, the way they edited it, because, you know, they edit the DS to be real hard.
Yeah.
But I could see, I'm like, there's no way he didn't crack up laughing. And also, do you sit on the toilet backwards? Or did you just mean that you were...
You know what? All I could think about, you know, like, as in I'm facing forwards, but I back up onto the toilet. That's kind of where my head was going. You know, that's how we all do it, don't we?
Yeah, we just back it up, babe. Just back it up.
So there was a memory test on last night's episode, right? While you're in the ice bath, they throw a bunch of stuff at you that you need to memorise. And Yana Pittman, from all reports, absolutely killed it. We've got a bit of audio here to quickly play.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yes. She did really well, right?
Yeah, she's unbelievable. Her memory, she even threw DS Foxy. He was like, how do you know that?
Yeah.
Well, very quickly, take a listen.
What was the tail number on the helicopter?
284.
What?
284. So, VHELC 284.
How the f*** do you remember that?
I've been looking at it.
That is impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, man, I can't even remember my own lyrics of my own song, so she's incredible.
Well, something we're going to throw out here this morning, Bonnie, I'm going to do a little memory test for Maz here, okay? So what we want right now is I want people with the name Kristen, Kirsten, Christy, Kirsty, all of the above to call the show now, 131060.
Kristen?
Yep.
Kirsten.
Christy.
Kirsty.
That's right. And we're going to put them in an order of all the calls. And then, Maz, you have to remember in order all the Kristens, all the Kirstens, all the Christies and the Kirsties. So hopefully we have enough listening right now on 131060. If that is your name, call now and we'll put you in an order to see if Maz can remember this here this morning.
Please do not tell me you're about to wheel an ice bath into the studio and I have to do it submersed in ice water.
Well, I've got a theory that it's hard to remember those names because they're so similar, but we're going to see how you go with that, Maz. Bonnie Anderson, well done. You've got to be proud of of what you've done on that show, surely.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I really am. It's been a great 2 weeks looking back and just feeling all those crazy emotions again.
Good on you, honey. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you guys so much. Have the best day.
You too.
I can't believe Sam Bird just got paid that, by the way, Bonnie, just so. Can't believe it. The amount of money that Burgess got was unbelievable. All right, our call's coming through right now, 131060. We're going to do this next. Let's see how you go with this. And
okay.
SAS Australia, it's on 7:30 Monday to Wednesday on Channel 7. All right, so this is an interesting one. If your name is Kirsty, Christy, Kirsten, Christine. Yes, is that all of them?
Kristen?
Yeah, Kristen, Kirsten, Christy, Kirsty, Christine.
Oh, my gosh. I'm confused already.
So there was a memory test last night on SAS Australia, and I thought, let's put Maz to the test. Now, There's a theory out there that you can't remember between Kirsty, Christy, Christine, Kirsten. When you meet someone with that name, it takes a long time to actually remember which version of the name it is.
Yep.
So they've all called the show now. We've got a bunch of them. Let's meet them. Now, without taking any notes, Maz, it's your job to remember the order that they go in. So we'll go to a song, and when we come back, you have to remember this order, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's meet our first one. I mean, they've all got the same name, basically. So Kirsten, if you can hear us right now, that is you on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Kirsten.
Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for participating in this experiment, Kirsten.
Welcome.
Who would have thought that your name would come in handy this morning on the radio? So, look, you're kicking it off for us. So that's the first one there, Maz. You've got the mental notes.
Kirsten.
Yep. Let's meet our next person, which is Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, how are you going? Hi.
Good, Christy. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. Really well.
Thanks for being a part of this. It's really going to test my memory, Christy.
Good luck with it, Maz, because you earn $1 for every Kirsty and Christy that gets mixed up.
So does it happen a lot?
All the time.
Yeah, this is a thing. It would happen. There's so many different versions.
I get emails to Christy, and it'll have my name in my email address, and I get it to Kirsty.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
But you're a Christy. You're definitely Christy.
I'm a Christy.
You're Christy.
Okay, well, let's meet our next one. Let's go to Kirsty. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi, Kirsty. This is so confusing already.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm confused already. Confused with a K.
I hope you're keeping track of this, Maz. So that's another one.
So
thank you.
You're Kirsty.
I am Kirsty with a K and a Y at the end.
Kirsty with a K and a Y at the end. Good to know.
All
thanks,
right.
Babe.
Let's go to, thank you, Kirsty. Let's go to Kirsty. Good morning, Kirsty.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Another Kirsty.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kirsty. Thank you, guys.
Pleasure. Are you a Kirsty with a K and a Y as well?
I am, but do you want me to give you a tip how to remember my name?
Just, yeah.
Thirsty Kirsty.
All our Christies, Kirsties, Christines, and Kirstens have called the show now. You have your order, Maz. You've got this song to remember that order. This is the test, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Let's see how you go when we come back after this with your order of these names.
My brain's going to explode.
Hit breakfast with Gaundy and Maz. I'm surprised our general manager, Kirsten, hasn't called the show. It is Kirsten, right? Or is it Christy, Kirsty, Christy, Kirsten? Which one is it? Christy, Kirsten, Kristen.
KB.
KB.
That's what I call it.
Producer Matt, you said you were going to try and tee up KB for us.
Kristen.
Yeah,
it's
Kristen.
Kristen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I said.
Okay. No, you didn't.
So Christy's, Kirsty's, Kristen's and Kirsten's have called the show and they would relate to this so much because their names get jumbled up all the time.
All the time.
And so off the back of SAS Australia last night where they did a memory test, I thought we'd put you to the test this morning. And we had Kirsten's, Christy's, Kirsty's and Christy's call up. We've spoken to them in an order and it's been your job, Maz, to remember the order.
Okay.
Now, I even confused myself. I had to go back and listen.
I know. You were writing it down and you're still I don't even know now.
Well, as I was writing it down, I was seeing I's before R's and R's before I's. I was like, is it Christy, Kirsten or what? Okay, so I've got the order here that we had on air just before that song. It's been your job to remember that order, and you've not been allowed to take any notes.
I know. I'm sorry if I stuff this up. Okay, I think the first person that we spoke to was Kirsten.
The first person we spoke to was Kirsten, yes.
Kirsten.
Well done, yes.
The next person we spoke to was Christy.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
Sure it wasn't?
It was Christy.
It is Christy. You're two from two.
Then we spoke to Kirsty with a K and a Y, and then finally Thirsty Kirsty.
Kirsty with a K and a Y, and then Thirsty Kirsty. So are we ending on two Kirsties, are we?
Yeah, it was Kirsten, Christy, Kirsty, Kirsty.
She's bloody done it. You've done it, Maz. You've absolutely done it. Kirsten, Christy, Kirsty, and Kirsty. Congratulations.
My name's Craig, K-R-A-G-G.
He joins us again, the segment with great cut-through Craig. People are loving this.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, Bean?
Oh, 10 out of 10. How are you going?
Good, good. Flat out, like a lizard drinking at work, but you know how it is.
Yeah, mate.
We've missed you. We've had a couple of weeks off since we chatted to you last, but it's great to have you back on with another Craig's List. So one of our listeners of the show, a flat-out character, and we thought we had to give you your own list. So what are we listing today?
The best five things to do once you get out of lockdown.
Oh, I love it. So this is like top five ways to celebrate Freedom Day, which is, I mean, it's upon us.
It's coming. It's coming. That's if we're all smart enough and get the shot.
The shot.
The shot.
You got to get the shot.
I think, let's call it a jab. I think if you say shot, it could get really confusing and people will start buying tequila.
Yeah, we'll see. Either it works, I reckon.
Yeah, I knew
you'd
say that.
All right, Craig, let's start. Number five, man. What's fifth on the list? Things we can do once Freedom Day hits.
Number five, it'd have to be just get out to the pub with friends and family.
Yes, get out, go to the local watering hole and enjoy a cold beer together.
Yep.
I definitely do think about it a lot, Craig. Trust me. I drive past my local, the Bayview, and I just think one day those doors will reopen.
I don't even drink alcohol and I think about
it.
I'm like, do you know what? I miss going to the pub and I haven't had a drink for 7 years.
Well, have you noticed Dan Murphy's is an essential business and it's never been closed down?
It's true.
Yeah, man. There'd be riots. There'd be what's happening in Melbourne all over the country.
It's so true.
All right.
There definitely would be.
Number four.
Weddings, bar mitzvahs, marital things, funeral things, all that sort of stuff. Be able to get back to that.
Marital things and funeral things.
So celebrations, like big milestone events, like when someone gets married or when somebody leaves us.
That's right. Well, you celebrate both, don't you?
You do. You celebrate life and love. Big celebrations.
I would say just get married even if you're not into each other, just so we can have a party.
100%.
You know, just so we can all enjoy what comes with that. Okay, so we look forward to that. Number three, Craig?
Number three, probably get overseas.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. People are super keen to get overseas. Get on a plane, get out of here, go and have a holiday.
I could see that being number one. I mean, if you were going overseas, first place you're going, Craig?
Mate, if I was to go overseas, I think I'd like to go to Crete.
Where's that? Craig in Crete. I like this.
Where's
is that?
Crete?
Crete's over in the Greek islands.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That sounds beautiful.
I could see.
You know, where they got all the white buildings on the cliffs.
And... Oh, yes.
Craig, I could see you there sunning it up.
Hey, I got two in a mankini,
Oh, with your face on it? Okay. not much room on the mankini. It'd have to be a small face, but well, who knows. But number two, Craig.
Number two would have to just be to see this country. This country's more important than overseas.
Get around.
To go to Queensland.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, if we're ever allowed.
That's what I mean. Freedom Day, will she open the borders?
We'll see. But, yeah, travelling around Australia, living the van life, I think people will be keen to do that. Camping, we do live in a really beautiful place.
Answer me this. What have the grey nomads been doing for these past 2 years?
Did you say your great gonads?
The nomads.
Oh.
The grey... grey nomad.
The grey nomad.
I'm only 50. I'm not 80 yet. You're not that grey.
Hey, Craig, actually, while we've got you here, if you could send a message to Anastasia Palaszczuk, what would that message be?
Just calm down.
Well said, man.
Take a chill pill.
Craig for PM is what I say.
Yeah, I'm with
Craig
you.
Craig for PM.
What's that? Oh, mate.
Number
I'd
one.
I'd rock it.
You would.
Oh, number one, family. For all the grandparents who haven't seen their grandchildren.
100%, mate.
For all the uncles and aunties who haven't seen family. For fathers that have been separated from their families, mothers separated, everyone, just to be able to get back together and just to be with one another again like normal.
It's so true. Family is number one. It's the most important thing, Craig.
It is. It is. It truly is. And, you know, I've got friends that have been stuck in Queensland for 6 months, and I've got other people that are overseas and haven't seen them for 16 months.
Mm.
And, so just to get around each other again, it's going to be nice, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be off tap.
Although, Craig, I will say, for a couple of annoying family members, lockdown hasn't been the worst, has it? Just to be like, oh, I'd love to see you, but,
Well, personally, I wish we had these lockdowns when my kids were around, because it would have been good to get rid of them for a couple of weeks or lose them in Queensland for 6 months. It would have been great, but, God bless them. Love them all.
You're
love
funny. All. You're like a big teddy bear, Craig.
Oh, well, see, my star sign's a Cancer. I'm hard on the outside and gooey inside.
There you go.
You've delivered yet again, my friend Craig. We can't wait for next week's list.
Too easy, my friends. You take it easy. Take care.
You too, buddy.
You don't want to do a shout-out to your mates you do a shout-out to every week?
I'll do a shout-out to my personal work buddy, Davo. He busts his butt every day, working hard. And I'll give a shout-out to a couple of Thailand mates too, Peter Osborne and Sully.
Okay. Anyone else? All good.
That's a lot. And I might as well say everyone in Australia then, eh?
So everyone gets a shout-out.
Everyone gets a shout-out. That way I don't miss anyone. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au. Got a feel for our Melbourne mates at the moment.
There's some really terrifying scenes out of Melbourne for two reasons. Firstly, the protests that shut down the Westgate Bridge yesterday that are rumoured to continue today. And secondly, an earthquake that was 5.8 on the Richter scale that saw some rubble fall off the sides of buildings. So we have Tegan Dolling from Channel 7 who is in Melbourne joining us this morning. Hi, Tegan.
Good morning, guys.
A busy 24 hours for you, hey?
Oh, it's been crazy. And to think that Melbourne was, you know, once the most livable city, you kind of scratch your head at the moment and go,
where are we? It doesn't feel like Melbourne.
Yeah. So can you talk us through, I mean, watching and hearing the protests is actually, it's kind of triggering, I think, because there's a lot of aggression, there's a bit of violence, and they're not things that we want to see, especially in these times. What is the vibe like in Melbourne, in the city, right now, today?
Well, obviously we're in lockdown, so there's not a lot of action happening around Melbourne in the city, except for this protest. And we're not really calling them protesters, because they are, as you're saying, more like an angry mob. They're saying that they want our Premier to be sacked. They're saying they don't want the vaccination, but then they're also very angry at the police and the media. So it's just like this big mob of hatred running around our streets playing cat and mouse with the police. And it's really hard to report on because journalists, the media, also the target.
Yeah.
But you can't get any sense through to these guys. The fact that our shrine yesterday, our most sacred place, was pretty disgraceful.
So where are we at with it? Like, what do they want? Is there going to be a resolution anytime soon? I know it's tough in the building industry right now, especially there.
Yeah, so at the moment, all of our building sites here are shut down. The construction site's been shut down because our government wants all of our tradies to go and get the vaccine. And obviously, there's a lot of people out there who don't want the vaccination for whatever reason. So that's kind of what it all started with. And essentially, at the start of the week, they were against the CFMEU mandating vaccinations. But now it seems as though we've had all of these other really angry people just come and join this protest under, you know, the guise of, oh, we're angry at the government because of the vaccinations. But to be honest, when they run past us when we're live on camera and they're yelling at us, we don't really know what message they're trying to get across other than being angry, wanting to swear, and I suppose try and buff on with the police.
Yeah, and this is the thing. I think this is where the confusion lies. It's like, what is going on? But these are the same people that started. They were laying on the tracks in Melbourne City, right? Because their tea rooms got taken away. This is kind of where it all started, right?
Yeah, so it started with the tradies and they pulled their tea rooms out onto the road.
Yeah.
But since then, it seems like all of these other protesters, anti-vaxxers, people who just hate the government have all just kind of come together and are joining in. Because looking around that crowd yesterday, I can tell you a lot of those people did not work in construction. And a lot of the messages that they're getting on their Telegram when they organise these things, it's like, just wear some high vis and you'll be fine. Just come down and be with us.
So how bizarre. That is strange, isn't it?
Do you think, Tegan, that maybe it's sort of like just... it's just gotten to boiling point for some people where it's been locked down and this is no fault of anyone's. This is just what has happened. The government and our health ministers have made the choices that they've made to protect the community. It's been lockdown after lockdown after lockdown and businesses have been shut down, livelihoods have been taken away. And do you think that it is just boiling point for some people and they need an outlet, not excusing the behaviour, just trying to understand it?
Absolutely. Look, I think Melbourne's all in the same position. Everybody here in Victoria, we've been in lockdown. I think we're the most lockdown city.
You so are. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. We're so happy to take that title. We want to get out of this. We don't want to be here. Us journalists, the police, none of us want to be in this situation. But protesting this way when we are in a pandemic is just not the right way to go about it.
It is a little ironic with the earthquake yesterday. I did see a few people say, oh, well, now we need the construction industry.
It's true.
Do we think they're going to resume anytime soon?
Who knows? They said it's the Premier, Dan Andrews, has said 2 weeks. You guys are off the tools for 2 weeks. So I don't know what they're going to do there if they'll let some people back.
What's he basing that on? Do you know?
No. Yeah. I assume it's the Chief Health Officer. It's the Chief Health Officer where all of his decisions have come through.
Yep.
He said, because we've had a lot of our COVID cases are in the construction industry.
Right.
So I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was based off, is that the spread of COVID amongst the construction industry is higher than household contacts.
Right.
So based off the numbers, it's like they're locking down. You know, in New South Wales, we lock down an LGA if the spread is really high. It's almost like they're taking that same philosophy, but just for an industry, to keep the industry safe. I'm guessing that's the reason that we're doing all of this.
Jeez. All right. Well, busy day today, Tegan. I'm sure there's plenty more on over the next 24 hours.
I've got my rain boots on and we're heading back to the protests. So, yeah, we'll be busy day. Hopefully no earthquakes.
Stay safe and thank you so much for your time this morning. Good luck, Tegan.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
That is the update, Tegan Dolling from Channel 7. What will unfold today? I guess we'll see. Oh, man.
I know. I just hope that people can stay safe during this.
Mm.
And it's a really interesting one, Gondi, because I understand that people want to be heard and that people are angry, but this is not the most constructive way to go about being heard.
I'm also interested to see how the city bounces back after all this as well, because I visited Melbourne pretty recently when we were able to, and it just does not have the same feel that it once did. So it is going to take some time.
That's a wrap for Gondi and Maz. Make sure to follow Hit New South Wales Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram to get even more of that fun feeling. You can even leave a review for the show and tell us what you think.